Theoretical recap. Git is a distributed version control system. In plain terms, it tracks every change you make to your files over time, lets you roll back to previous states, and enables collaboration with other developers without overwriting each other's work. Think of it like a detailed logbook for your codebase. Every one save, called a commit, is a time-stamped entry authored by a specific person. This is why Git needs to know who you are before you can do anything meaningful with it. When you install Git on your machine and run it for the first time, it does not know your identity. You must explicitly tell it your name and email address using two global configuration commands. These values are attached to every commit you create. They are not credentials for authentication, just metadata that identifies authorship. A very common beginner mistake is skipping this setup entirely, then discovering later that all commits are attributed to an anonymous or incorrect user, which becomes a real problem when working in a team or publishing to platforms like GitHub. Mental model. Git lives on your machine, local, and your user.name and user.email are like signing your name at the bottom of every document you submit. No signature equals unprofessional, untrackable, and sometimes rejected by remote repositories. Another common mistake is confusing your Git email with your GitHub login email. They should match if you want your contributions to be recognized on GitHub. Always double-check your configuration after setting it up. Workshop brief. This lab puts into direct practice the concepts introduced in the Introduction to Git and Versioning lesson. Your goal is simple but foundational. Get Git installed and properly configured on your development machine. Everything you build throughout this course, every project, every deployment, every collaboration, will depend on Git being correctly set up from day one. Do not treat this as a minor administrative task. Treat it as laying the first stone of your professional developer workflow. Your first task is to verify whether Git is already installed on your machine. Open your terminal, the same one you have been using since the beginning of this chapter, and run the appropriate command to check the installed Git version. If Git is not installed, proceed to install it for your operating system, Windows, macOS, or Linux. Each have a specific installation method. Take note of the version you install, as this is the kind of detail a professional developer always tracks. Once Git is confirmed as installed, your second task is to configure your global identity. Set your user.name to your real full name and your user.email to the email address you plan to use with GitHub or any remote repository platform. Use the correct Git configuration commands to apply these settings globally, meaning they will apply to all repositories on your machine. After setting them, verify that the configuration has been correctly applied by reading it back from the terminal. Do not just assume it worked, confirm it. Your third task is a short reflection exercise. Open a text file, you can use versus code, which you already have set up, and write 3 to 5 sentences answering the following questions. Why does Git need your name and email? What would happen if two developers on the same project had not configured their identities? How does this connect to the developer mindset of precision and accountability that was discussed in earlier sessions? This reflection is part of your submission. Finally, take a screenshot of your terminal showing the Git version output and the result of your configuration verification command. Combine this screenshot and your written reflection into your submission. You have 2 hours to complete this lab. This is intentionally short, the tasks themselves are straightforward, and the time constraint is designed to encourage you to move with purpose and look things up efficiently rather than hesitate. You are allowed and encouraged to consult the previous lessons in this chapter, the official Git documentation, and any other reliable internet resource. You may also ask a peer for guidance, but the final submission must reflect your own work and your own understanding.